إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, and there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no god has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. I bear witness that Muhammad is a slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah when you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wounds that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah, and the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen, and every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah, and every bid'ah is a straying, and every straying is in the fire. Tonight's topic: which Christians will enter into Jannah? That seems to be a little different than whatever we put on the flyer, but that's what we want the topic to be, inshallah ta'ala. Which Christians will enter into Jannah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 62, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالنَّصَارَى وَالصَّابِئِينَ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed those who believe, and those who are Jews and Christians and Sabians, whoever believes in Allah on the last day and works righteous deeds, for him is his reward with his Lord, and there is no fear for him, nor shall he grieve. For him is his reward with his Lord means Jannah. And here this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows that some Christians are in Jannah. Or we might say, before we take a look at other ayat, that this ayat within itself, by itself, means that the Christians are going to Jannah. Naam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in other ayat, like in Surah Al-Baqarah, also verse number 111 to 113, Allah ta'ala, He says,
وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ بَلَى مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجَهَهُ لِلَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ لَيْسَتِ النَّصَارَى عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَى لَيْسَتِ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى شَيْءٍ وَهُمْ يَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ مِثْلَ قَوْلِهِمْ فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, ayat number 111 to 113 from Surah Al-Baqarah, And they say, no one will enter into Jannah except a Jew or a Christian. This is their own fancies or dreams. Say, bring your proof if you are truthful. Rather, whoever accepts Islam or submits his face to Allah, meaning establishes the Tawheed, and he is a Muhsin, or practices or adheres to his deen, then for him is his reward with his Lord, meaning Jannah, no fear on him, nor shall he grieve. And the Jews say the Christians are on nothing, meaning the Jews say the Christians aren't going to Jannah. And the Christians, they say the Jews are on nothing, meaning the Jews are not going to Jannah. And they both read the same book. And those who don't know, they say statements similar to their statements. Allah will judge between them on Yawm al-Qiyamah and that which they differ. Here, the Jews say the Christians aren't going, and the Christians say the Jews aren't going. And in the first ayat, it says that they say a Jew and a Christian is the only ones who will go to Jannah. All right, those are their individual statements. So if you put it together, it's like they're saying that only a Jew and Christian can go to Jannah. When you ask the Christians, who's going to Jannah? Only the Christians. You ask the Jews, who's going? Only the Jews. So it's like when you combine both of them together, that they're saying only a Jew and a Christian can enter Jannah. But then, if you ask them about each other, then they say, no, they're not going, we're going. No, they're not going, we're going. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, in these ayah, He shows that the Jews and the Christians are not going to Jannah. That's their dream, that they're the ones who are going to Jannah. Now, so the first ayah, ayah number 62 from Surah Al-Baqarah, it has seemed to say by itself that all of the Jews, all of the Christians, Jews and Christians, we want to focus on the Christians, are going to Jannah. These ayah, if we just looked at them by themselves, it seems to say no Jews and Christians are going to Jannah. This is just their dream that they're going. But the one who accepts Islam is the one who's going to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a similar statement for establishing this same point, that the Jews and the Christians are not going to Jannah. But this statement, وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودَ وَلَن تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ قُلْ إِنَّ هُدَى اللَّهِ هُوَ الْهُدَى وَلَئِنِ اتَّبَعْتَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ مَا لَكَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون. And ayah number 120-121 from Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Jews and the Christians will never be satisfied with you until you follow their religion. Meaning, the Muslims are astray and going to the fire. And the Jews and the Christians are guided, and they're going to Jannah. That's why they're not going to be satisfied with you until you follow their religion. Say, indeed the guidance of Allah, it is the guidance. Meaning what you're on from the Jews and the Christians is other than guidance from Allah. And what the Muslims are on, this is guidance from Allah, and this is the only real guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and if you follow their desires, and if you follow their desires after that which has come to you from knowledge, then there will be no helper or protector for you other than Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you follow their desires, meaning if you follow the Jews and the Christians' deviant beliefs, based on their own desires with no guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the knowledge has come to you, knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen of Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah, then there will be no help or protector for you against Allah, because Allah will enter you into the hellfire on Yawm al-Qiyamah for your disbelief. Those who have been given the book, they recite it with a proper recitation, which means they follow it properly. Those are the ones who really believe in it. And whoever disbelieves in it and the Quran, then those, they are the losers. At any rate, these last few ayat, they seem to say that no Christians or Jews are entering into Jannah. And the first ayah seemed to say that all of the Jews and Christians are entering into Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 82, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Don't they ponder and reflect on the Qur'an? Had it been from other than Allah, they would have found many contradictions in it. So, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying one thing in those ayat, and another thing in those ayat, then we know that there's no contradictions, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen is clear. And the only way to understand the Qur'an is to know the whole Qur'an, because it complements each other and it explains itself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He explains in other ayat what is meant by all of the Christians are going to Jannah in one ayat, and none of the Christians are going to Jannah in the other ayat. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in verses 113 and 114, from Surah Ali Imran, Allah Ta'ala, He says, لَيْسُوا سَوَاءً مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, they are not all the same. Meaning the Jews and the Christians, they're not all the same. Meaning some is this way, or some are this way, and some are that way. Allah ta'ala, He says, from the people of the book, meaning the Jews and the Christians, are those who are upright, who recite the ayat of Allah in the night time, and they prostrate. They believe on Allah in the last day, they enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and they hurry to do good deeds, and they are from amongst the righteous. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows that some of the Jews and the Christians are one way, and some of them are from amongst the righteous. They really believe on Allah in the last day, they enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and hurry to do good deeds, and in fact they are from amongst the righteous. Those are going to be the Jews and the Christians who are going to Jannah. And the ones who are not on these descriptions, they're going to be the ones who are going to the fire. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other ayat, He makes it a little clearer to us. But we wanted to begin with these ayat, which shows us in general that the Jews and the Christians are not all the same. So don't take one ayat and say all of the Jews and Christians are like this. Or in our case here for this lecture, all of the Christians are like that. Or all of the Christians are like this. But some of them are like this, and some of them are like that. And those ayat are referring to those Christians, and those ayat are referring to those Christians. At any rate, we want to take a look at some of the beliefs of the Jews and the Christians. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah An-Nisa, verses 171 to 173, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقَّ إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد سبحانه أن يكون له ولد له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض
وكفى بالله وكيلا لن يستنكف المسيح أن يكون عبدا لله ولا الملائكة المقربون ومن يستنكف عن عبادته ويستكبر فسيحشرهم إليه جميعا فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيوفيهم أجورهم ويزيدهم من فضله وأما الذين استنكفوا واستكبروا فيعذبهم عذابا أليما ولا يجدون لهم من دون الله وليا ولا نصيرا.
الله سبحانه وتعالى he says, O Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, referring to the Jews and the Christians, don't exceed the bounds in your deen and don't say about Allah other than the truth.
المسيح عيسى بن مريم,
he is only the messenger of Allah and a word that was given to Maryam. That word is be and it is, and a spirit from him, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I command you to believe in Allah and His messengers and don't say three. This is the belief of the Christians. They don't have a correct belief in Isa ibn Maryam and they say three. And they have different meanings when they say three. But here, they will just say that they say three. And Isa is tied into that three. Allah says, and don't say three. Cease it is better for you. Allah is only one God, glory be to Him from having a son. For Him, He is the owner of what is in the heavens and what is in the earth, and Allah is sufficient as a wakil, as a guardian.
Al-Masih,
he wasn't too proud or arrogant to be a slave to Allah, nor were the angels who are close. And whoever is too proud to worship Him, Allah, or who is too proud for the worship of Allah and is arrogant, then we will gather them all together. Meaning they will be gathered all together and thrown in the fire on Yawm al-Qiyamah. As far as those who believe and work righteous deeds, then we will give them their reward and we will increase them with our bounties. But as far as those who are too proud and arrogant, then we will punish them with a severe punishment and they won't find any helper or protector besides Allah. In these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He shows that some people's or some of the Christians, their belief is not correct in Isa. And for those people whose belief is correct, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He will give them their reward. They will be the people who will go to Jannah whose belief is correct. But as far as those who are too proud and too arrogant, then they will be punished. Meaning they're too proud and too arrogant to say that Isa is the slave of Allah. But they say three. Those people will be punished. So whoever from amongst the Christians who says three, and he dies on three, then he's going to be from amongst those who are proud and too arrogant to say that Isa was a slave of Allah, and they will have their punishment from their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 14 through 19, He says, تبارك وتعالى, وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ فَنَسُوا حَظًّا مِمَّا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَأَغْرَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَسَوْفَ يُنَبِّئُهُمُ اللَّهُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم
يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين يهدي به الله من اتبع رضوانه سبل السلام ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور بإذنه ويهديهم إلى صراط مستقيم لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم قل فمن يملك لكم فقل فمن يملك من الله شيئا إن أراد أن يهلك المسيح ابن مريم وأمه أن يهلك المسيح ابن مريم وأمه ومن في الأرض جميعا ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما يخلق ما يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير وقالت اليهود والنصارى نحن أبناء الله وأحباؤه قل فلما يعذبكم بذنوبكم بل أنتم بشر ممن خلق يغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وما بينهما وإليه المصير.
الله سبحانه وتعالى he says in these ayah, and from amongst those who say indeed we are Christians, we have taken a covenant with them and they have forgotten much of what they were reminded of, or a portion of what they were reminded of. So we implanted in between, we have planted amongst them hatred and enmity until Yom Al Qiyamah. Meaning the Jews and the, meaning the Christians, since they forgot their covenant and their pact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah placed hatred and enmity amongst them until Yawm al-Qiyamah. That means that the Christians will be sects until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Hatred and enmity will be between the sects. All the Christians are not together. They have hatred and enmity amongst themselves because they broke the covenant with Allah. Allah says, and Allah will soon inform them of what they do. O people of the book, there has come to you a messenger clarifying to you much of what you used to hide from the book. Meaning the messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam is going to clarify what they were hiding, which was revealed to Musa and Isa, and will pardon much. And there has come to you from Allah a light and a clear book. Guiding by this, Allah will guide by this whoever follows His pleasures to the subul as-salam, or the pathways of peace, and He will take them out of darkness to light by His permission and guide them to the straight path. Indeed, they have disbelieved those who say, indeed Allah, He is al-Masih ibn Maryam. And this is another belief of the Christians. Some of them, they say, Jesus is God, like they say. Or that Allah, He is al-Masih ibn Maryam, as Allah Ta'ala says. Allah, He continues as He says, say, then who can hold back Allah if He wants to destroy Al-Masih ibn Maryam and his mother and everyone who is on earth? Say, for Allah, He owns everything in the heavens and the earth and what is in between them. He creates whatever He wills and He has the power over all things. And the Jews and the Christians, they say, we are the children of Allah and His beloved. Say, then why does He punish you because of your sins? Rather, you are human beings from what He has created. He forgives whoever He wills and He punishes whoever He wills. And for Allah is the kingdom of the heavens and the earth and what is in between. And to Him is the return. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He establishes some points for us about the Christians. That not only are the Christians not the same, but that hatred and enmity will be among them until Yawm al-Qiyamah, because of they forgot their covenant and broke it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat, He shows us that some of the Christians, They believe that Allah is Isa, and Isa is Allah. Or like they say, Jesus is God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 72-74, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بُنُ مَرْيَمُ وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة وما من إله إلا إله واحد وإن لم ينتهوا عما يقولون ليمسن الذين كفروا منهم عذاب أليم أفلا يتوبون إلى الله ويستغفرونه والله غفور رحيم ما المسيح ابن مريم إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل وأمه صديقة كانا يأكلان الطعام انظر كيف يبين لهم الآيات ثم انظر أنا يؤفكون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in these ayat 72-75 from Surah Al-Ma'idah, indeed they have disbelieved those who say indeed Allah, He is Al-Masih ibn Maryam. And this is the same thing that was mentioned in the other ayat. Allah emphasizes in both of these ayat that they have disbelieved those Christians who say that Al-Masih ibn Maryam, He is Allah. And Al-Masih, He said, O Bani Israel, I command you to worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And indeed, whoever commits shirk in Allah, then Allah, or ascribing partners in worship with Allah, then Allah has made Jannah haram for him. And his abode is the fire, and there is no helpers for the wrongdoers. See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes it clear. Those Christians who say that Jesus is God, they're going to the fire. And it's haram, or forbidden for them to enter Jannah. And this clarifies to us, as we began in the beginning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He says Christians are going to Jannah, that's some Christians. And when He says Christians are going to the fire, that's some Christians. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is explaining to us their characteristics, the type that are going to go this way and the type that are going to go that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with these ayat as He says, they have disbelieved those who say indeed Allah is the third of three. Now this is to the belief of some of the Christians. They say Allah is the third of a three. They put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Trinity. And the Trinity, they say, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is. I don't know if that's Maryam or Jibril or their Hawa. Maybe somebody who's been to church know what they seem to refer. But in just talking to the Christians, who oftentimes they don't know their belief. And I thought one day that we might take a look at a book that was written 800 years ago called The Muslim-Christian Dialogue. But it was the dialogue of a Muslim scholar with an ordinary Christian. And that was 800 years ago, but he wrote the book in Arabic. So I have to get a Bible. I want to say if Allah blesses me. To quote from that book so it can coincide with the Sheikh's statement. Because if you just translate it and it's not the exact words that's in the Bible, they might feel that's not what's being said. Wallahu a'lam. Anyway, maybe in the future we might present that. Christian-Muslim dialogue? No, that's different. That was a modern day one. This is written by the ulama. Nah. And really he kind of begins with like something like, I'm a Muslim. You're a Christian? Yes. Well, what do you believe in? I don't know what you mean. Is Jesus God? Or is Allah the third of a three? or is, and then he goes on, you know, from really referring based on the ayat, and then when the Christian, who doesn't know his religion, then he just starts explaining to the Christians. So they say Allah is a third of the three, the third of a three, the Trinity. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I don't know what the Holy Ghost means. Either they're Hawa, like they say they got the Holy Ghost in them and they start. Might be the Hawa, might be a jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it might be insanity. Or they might refer to an angel, or whatever the case might be. They might refer to Maryam. Allah knows best. At any rate, they're saying that Allah is a part of that Trinity. And there, Allah, He says, and there is only one God. And if they don't stop saying what they're saying, then a painful chastisement will touch those who disbelieve. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing that those Christians who believe in that, if they don't stop saying it, they're going to the fire. And Allah is going to give them a painful chastisement. Allah, He says, and if they don't repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness, or why don't they repent to Allah and seek His forgiveness? And Allah is Ghafur Rahim, the most forgiving, the most merciful. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that those Christians on that program, they have to repent and seek Allah's forgiveness and come to the truth if they're going to be amongst the Christians who will go to Jannah. But if they remain from the Christians who say those statements, then those are the Christians who are going to the fire, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book. Allah, He continues as here, as He says, and Masih ibn Maryam, he's only a messenger, like the messengers who have come before. And his mother is truthful. Both him and his mother used to eat food. This is dalil, or evidences and proof, that Isa and his mother should not be worshipped. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using a beautiful language when He says both of them eat food. But really, that's the start. You eat food, then something else happens when you get finished. Now, and this, how can you worship someone if this is his characteristics? These are the characteristics of human beings. Allah, He says, look at how we make clear to them our ayat, and then look how they turn away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 116 to 119, with قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى بَنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in these ayat, and remember when Allah said, O Isa ibn Maryam, did you tell the people to take me? Did you tell the people, take me and my mother as two gods besides Allah? Meaning they worshipped Isa. Some of the Christians, they worship Isa and Maryam. I don't know if they put Maryam in the Trinity or not. No, the Catholics, they worship Maryam and Isa. But if they put Maryam in the Trinity or not, I don't know. But they worship her as a god besides Allah. So Allah, here He's asking Isa, did you tell the people, alright, y'all worship me and my mother? Nah, along with Allah. When you worship Allah, they're not saying don't worship Allah. No, worship Allah, and worship me and my mother too, along with Allah. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, then Isa says, Subhanaka, glory be to you. How could I say that which I don't have the right to say? And if I said it, then you would have known it. Isa is responding back to his Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know what is in me, and I don't know what is in your nafs. Indeed, you are the knower of the unseen. If I said anything, I didn't say anything to them except what you commanded me with, to worship Allah, my Lord, and your Lord. This is the true da'wah of Isa. And the Christians that were upon this da'wah, then they are the Christians that Allah is referring to, the ones going to Jannah. What's his da'wah? He makes it clear. My da'wah is to worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. He says, I was a witness over them so long as I was with them. But when you raised me up, then you were responsible for them. And you are a witness over all things. If you punish them, then indeed they are your servants. And if you forgive them, then indeed you are Al-Aziz Al-Hakim. Allah, he continues, he says, Qala Allahu hadha yawmu yanfa'u as-sadiqina sidquhum lahum jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada radiyallahu anhum wa radu an dhalika al-fawzu al-'azim. Allah says this day the truth will benefit the truthful. For them is Jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding there and forever. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him, and that is the greatest achievement. Here in these ayah, we see the true da'wah of Isa, and we see what some of the Christians believe that Isa was not upon. And the ulama, they say, in light of these ayat, that these ayat, along with hadith that we'll quote inshallah, are dalil that the ummah of the prophets and messengers, some of them are on something other than what the prophets and messengers left, and they don't have an idea of what it was. Isa, he left one da'wah. That's why he's surprised. Allah asked him, you told the people that? I left them on one thing. When I was there, they was on one thing. After he left, they were on something else that he didn't know about. And this is the case of the last prophet and messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we see on Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, anna al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tala qawlallahi azza wa jal fi Ibrahim, Rabbi innahunna adlalna kathiran minan nas. فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي. وقال عيسى عليه السلام إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. فرفع يديه وقال اللهم أمتي أمتي وبكى. فقال الله عز وجل يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد وربك أعلم فسله ما يبكيك. فأتاه جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام فسأله فأخبره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بما قال وهو أعلمه. فقال الله يا جبريل اذهب إلى محمد فقل إنا سنرضيك في أمتك ولا نسؤك. And this is collected by Muslim. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As رضي الله عنه, he said the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he recited the ayahs pertaining to Ibrahim. And that is in Surah Ibrahim, verses 36, where Allah Ta'ala says, our Lord, or Allah is saying that Ibrahim says, our Lord, indeed, many of the people have been led astray by them, meaning by idol worship. So whoever follows me, then indeed he is from me. And the rest of the ayat is, وَمَنْ عَصَانِ فَإِنَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And whoever disobeys me, then indeed you are the forgiving, the merciful. And Isa alayhi salam, he said, if you punish them, then indeed they are your servants. And if you forgive them, then indeed you are the mighty, the wise. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after reciting those ayat, he raised his hands and he said, O Allah, my ummah, my ummah. And then he started crying. So Allah Azza wa Jalla said to Jibreel, go to Muhammad, and your Lord knows best, and ask him what makes him cry. So Jibreel came to him alayhi salatu wasalam and asked him, and he informed, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed Jibreel of what he said, and Allah knows best what he said. And Allah, he said, O Jibreel, inform, go to Muhammad and say, indeed we will be pleased with you and your ummah, and we will not do harm to you. This is collected by Muslim. Here the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam, he's crying because for his ummah, when he heard of the people, when he heard the case of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Isa alayhi salam, when he heard their case, their people were on something else. Ibrahim Khalilullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he called his people to the Tawheed. They worshipped Allah, they worshipped idols. And Isa, he called his people to the Tawheed, they worshipped him. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, I'm calling to the Tawheed, maybe my ummah on something else too. Meaning the ummah after him alayhi salatu wasalam. So he started crying out of compassion for his ummah salawatullahi wasalamu alayhi. We see in the other narration on Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma qala khataba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam faqala ya ayyuhan nas innakum mahshuruna ila Allah hufatan uratan ghurla. ثم قال كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين إلى آخر الآية ثم قال ألا وإن أول الخلائق يكسى يوم القيامة إبراهيم ألا وإنه يجاء برجال من أمتي فيؤذن بهم فيؤخذ بهم ذات الشمال فأقول يا ربي أصحابي فيقال إنك لا تدري ما أحدث بعدك فأقول كما قال العبد الصالح وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم فيقال إن هؤلاء لم يزالوا مرتدين على أعقابهم منذ فارقتهم. And this is authentically collected by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah. Where Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave a khutbah and he said, O humanity, indeed you will be gathered together on Yawm al-Qiyamah to Allah, barefoot, naked, and uncircumcised. And then he said, and this is from an ayah, as we began you with the first creation, we will return you again. This is a promise, indeed we will do it. Meaning just like we created you from nothing, on Yawm al-Qiyamah when everybody is dirt and finished, we will recreate you again. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then he said, indeed, the first people who will be clothed on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be Ibrahim. And indeed, there will be people presented from my ummah, and they will be taken off to the left. So I will say, oh my Lord, my companions. And it will be said, indeed, you don't know what bid'ah they have invented after you. And then I will say, as the righteous servant said, I was, and this is the same ayat that Isa said, I was a witness over them so long as I was with them, but when you took my soul, indeed you were the watcher over them. And it will be said, indeed those people, meaning those people were getting snatched away, for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam thought that they were from his ummah, they will get snatched away, and it will be said, indeed those, they were disbelievers, apostates, ever since you left them. And this is collected by al-Bukhari. Meaning the Messenger of Allah ﷺ left them on one thing, and then they were on something else. And this is the same case with the Christians. Isa left them on one thing, now the Christians are on a whole bunch of other things after him. And in light of this, this is evidence that amongst the people who are meant by the Christians are those who were actually with Isa on the Tawheed and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he called them to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, in Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 31. Let's leave that off because the time is short. Everyone can refer back to those ayat. And let's get to the ayat which we wanted to finish off with. From Surah Al-Ma'idah, verses 82 through 86. Allah Ta'ala, He says, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا وَلَتَجِدَنَّ أَقْرَبَهُم مَّوَدَّةً لِّلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّا نَصَارَى ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ مِنْهُمْ قِسِّيسِينَ وَرُهْبَانًا وَأَنَّهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ يقولون ربنا آمنا فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين وما لنا لا نؤمن بالله وما جاءنا من الحق ونطمع أن يدخلنا ربنا ونطمع أن يدخلنا ربنا مع القوم الصالحين فأثروا بما قالوا جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك جزاء المحسنين وقال الذين والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب الجحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, you will definitely find the people with the strongest enmity and hatred towards those who believe. They are the Jews and those who disbelieve, or the mushriks. And you will certainly find those closest in love to those who believe are the Muslims, are those who say, indeed we are Christians. That is because they have qissisina wa ruhbana, because they have knowledgeable people and they have worshippers, like the monks, and because they are not arrogant. And when they hear what has been revealed to the messenger, their eyes overflow with tears because of what they recognize from the truth. They say, our Lord, we have believed, write us down with those who bear witness, the Muslims. And what is wrong with us that we don't believe in Allah and what has come to us from the truth, and we desire to be entered, O our Lord, amongst the righteous people? So Allah rewarded them for what they said with jannat, gardens underneath which rivers flow, abiding there and forever. That is the reward of those who do good. And whoever disbelieves in our ayat, those are the companions of the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayat, He makes it clear, those Christians who are closest to those who believe are those who, when they hear the truth, that which has been revealed to the messenger, their eyes overflow with tears and they say, our Lord, write us down with those who bear witness. Those who bear witness are the Muslims. What do they bear witness to? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Somebody says, write us down with them, meaning we write us down as bearing witness with those who bear witness, meaning they say, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Here, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and Allah reward them for what they said with Jannah. That Allah reward those Christians who bore witness along with those who bore witness, Allah rewarded them with Jannah for what they said. So from amongst the Christians who are going to Jannah are those who take their Shahada. And this is from the meaning that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he gave to the very first ayat that we began with, Surah Al-Baqarah. Indeed, those who believe, the Jews, the Christians, and the Sabians, whoever believes in Allah on the last day will have their reward with their Lord. Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, that meant, that was until Allah revealed, وَمَنْ يَبَتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever desires a religion other than al-Islam, it will never be accepted of him, and in the hereafter he will be from amongst the losers. So here, we see that the Christians that will enter into Jannah They are the Christians who that when they hear Islam, they accept it. Those Christians, they're going to Jannah. Or those Christians who are down with Isa on the Tawheed that he was calling to before Allah raised him up and the people after him changed it, those Christians are going to Jannah. The rest of the Christians, if they die on what they're on and they don't stop saying what they're saying, then they are going to the hellfire. Not all Christians are the same. So we wanted to present this topic to bring clarity, as this has been a statement that has been carried loosely. The Christians are going to Jannah, and then people started defending it, and it became a discussion among the circle of the Muslims. But even if it came in the discussion or in the circles of the Muslims, Allah, He says, all of the Christians are not the same. All of the Christians, they're not the same. And the first Christians who believed in this message, of which this ayah was revealed, was a khutbah some years ago called something, the great African king, An-Najashi. As when they were having problems in Mecca, the Muslims, the Messenger of Allah والسلام, told them to make hijrah to An-Najashi in Africa. When they went out to go to Najashi, the mushriks sent some people to beat them, mushriks to beat the Muslims to Najashi. They told Najashi that we got some people, they down with this man who think he a prophet and other stuff. They told Najashi, and now they come in to seek refuge in your land, telling you they dogging your religion out or whatever, however they said it. So when they came, Najashi, they gave the salams to Najashi, and the mushrik said, even they don't even greet you properly. And they said, so Najashi said, why don't you greet me the way I'm supposed to be greeted? They said, we greeted you with the greetings of the people of Jannah and the angels. Assalamu alaikum. Najashi said, well, can't argue with that. So they said, no, they don't believe in Isa like you believe in Isa. So they asked the Muslims, Najashi asked the Muslims, how do you believe in Isa? They said, we believe that he's a messenger of Allah, and a word that was given to Maryam and a spirit from them. Their eyes overflow with tears. Najashi had his scholars out there listening. When they heard this, their eyes overflowed with tears. And Najashi picked up a little piece of wood and said, this message is only this far away from the message of Isa ibn Maryam. And they accepted this deen of Al-Islam. And when he died, rahimahullah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Salatul Janazah or Salatul Ghaib over Najashi, rahimahullah. So here we see the Christians that are going to Jannah in light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book are those Christians who take their Shahada and become Muslims. The other Christians that are going to Jannah are the ones that were with Isa on the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the correct da'wah. And then if there are those who are on the correct da'wah of Isa, after Isa, and before hearing the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're on the pure tawheed without the distortion, then they will be the Christians who will go to Jannah. And all of the other Christians, if they die on what they're on, they will be from amongst the people of the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. This is what we wanted to present. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. I don't know if there were any questions or comments on what was presented. So we have a couple of minutes for that.
One of the signs came to Faroon to straighten up and do what was right by Allah. Go ahead. That's what the Christians call it? The Jews? Oh.
I don't really know myself personally much about Christianity or Judaism. Not. Except that, it wasn't in my favor now that I understand Islam. But I wasn't a Jew or a Christian before I accepted Islam. And Allah guided me to Islam. But those who were Christians and they accept Islam, then they get their reward twice. So it's better if somebody was a Christian before Islam, because he'll get his reward twice. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وآمنوا برسوله يؤتكم كفلين من رحمته ويجعل لكم نورا تمشون به ويغفر لكم والله غفور رحيم لئلا يعلم أهل الكتاب ألا يقدرون على شيء من فضل الله وأن الفضل بيد الله يؤتيه من يشاء الله ذو الفضل العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, fear Allah and believe in His Messenger, meaning Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will be given two rewards of mercy, and you will be given light of which you can walk by, and your sins will be forgiven, and Allah is Ghafur Rahim. So that the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians, they won't think that they have the power over Allah's virtues or His bounties, and the bounties are in the hands of Allah. He gives to whoever He wills, and Allah is Ghul Fadl Al-Azim, or the possessor or the owner of magnificent bounties. So those who are Jews and Christians, if they accept Islam, or those who are Christians, they accept Islam, I think it might be the case with the Jews too, that they get their reward twice. But as far as myself, I don't really know the details about Christianity, except some of, or Judaism, except sometimes some of the stuff you hear when you talk to Christians. But you find out that even the Christians, they don't know themselves. That's why I said, are in the Trinity. I don't even know what the Trinity refers to, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And I don't know what they mean by the Holy Ghost, because you ask Him, He says one thing. You ask Him, they say another thing. And so on. Wallahu musta'an. One of my family members, no matter how much I call them to this tawheed that I've been calling them to for 16 years, just the other day, they say, how could somebody worship a man, an adult? How can he worship a man? Guess she giving me da'wah, because we worship men. I said, you'll do it all day long on Sunday in the church. What do you mean, how could somebody worship a man? That's what you should be answering. We don't worship a man. We don't worship flesh and blood. I said, I saw the sign on a church myself. Church of the Lord Jesus. Who they worshiping? No, your honor on that. I don't worship flesh and blood. I said, you don't worship Jesus? Yes, but I don't worship flesh and blood. I said, huh? Explain that one to me. He's dead. So he's no longer flesh and blood. So now you can worship him, and that's not worship of a man. But those who say they straight worship him are worshiping a man when they say, Lord Jesus. One of our little cousins or nephews, whatever, he's about 8 years old. He listened to all of this. He said, I don't know, but that sounds just like worshiping a man to me. Then he left. So, you don't even, the Christians themselves, I don't even know if they know what they want. Because they be giving tafsir of stuff they never even heard. And then I ask, did you ever read the whole Bible? I've been trying to, but I never did. 70-something years, you've been in the church from the time you was in a cradle to 70-something years, you never read your book. But you know what it say. And we supposed to believe in it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So even the Christians, sometimes it's hard to find their beliefs because they don't know what they believe in. And if we're not Christians, how are we going to know what they believe in except that Allah said what they believe in? And then that's it. Because I mentioned before, this Catholic priest, father, whatever, he was 70-something years old. We were teaching the brothers this aqidah and 40 points. He said, Subhanallah. I mean, you know, whatever. Do they know that? I said, do they know what? He said this. I said, you mean we believe in Allah and His angels and the books and the messengers and the last day and this, that? He said, man, you could just run it all down like that? I said, yeah, they could too. There's evidences to support that. Just saying what you believe in, you could boom, 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 boom. He said, man, I never even thought about it like that. 70 years old, all kind of degrees in religion. You know, he can't say exactly what he believes in because he never really thought about it. How are we really going to know what they believe in other than an ayah from Allah's book or a hadith from the Messenger? Yes, sir.
Just want to ask, to judge
here.
Did they change the name of the place to Abyssinia, or is that just something? Or is that actually the place in
the state? Yeah. In Arabic, it's called Habasha. We call it Ethiopia. And some people say Abyssinia. I don't know, it was where he was at, there in East Africa. I don't know, you know, if these are just translations in different languages or what the case is. Allah knows best. Yes, sir. I don't know which one that was. All right. Barakallahu fi. I don't know if there was anything else. Sister has some questions that's not related. I'm going to advise the sisters or sister to call the masjid and then ask these questions. I don't think it's real proper to read these over the microphone. Allah knows best. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
والحمد لله.